the bus, though.
Yeah, and we played that yesterday. I guess you can go back on the Evan and Tiki podcast. We did that around, I think it was about 3 o'clock yesterday, if memory serves correct. Maybe a little bit earlier than that. But Lugie does a great job, or Sean does a great job, of labeling our podcast. You can always go back and hear what we said at the time, but I'll give you a synopsis. I thought he was calling out the offense. I thought that was a real case of something you experienced in the locker room, something the 2016 Jets experienced in the locker room, where you get a defense versus offense issue. And that's how I took Quincy's comments when he talked about accountability. I think he was talking about this offense doesn't score enough points. We just played well enough, and he's right, the last 2 weeks against Denver and against Minnesota to win, and we didn't because we couldn't score touchdowns.
These quotes are unbelievable. They keep coming in.
Go ahead.
Woody Johnson, this is from Kim Martin, pushed back against the notion that the last 2 games resulted in Salah's firing. Here's the Woody Johnson quote. I've had a couple years to think about this.
Oh, come on.
I just think we could do better as we have this new leadership. I'm confident that's going to happen. It's a new day that's welcome.
Okay.
Same old Jets.
Here's the problem, Woody. Here's the problem. You had an option during the offseason to hire a new head coach. You know, the clean way to hire a head coach. You hire a new staff. You hire a head coach you believe in. They institute their philosophies, their offense, their defense, and you start over. That was a viable option. Okay? You chose not to. I was actually on your side. I own that. You decided to give Robert Saleh a year with this quarterback, with Nate Hackett, and see what happens. You, 5 games in, decided to reverse course. Don't tell me you thought about it last year, because if you thought about it last year, you should have done it when guys like Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick were available.
Or any of these other coordinators. Or
anyone else.
Anyone was available.
He's making things worse, Tiki.
Yeah.
I appreciate him talking, but he's literally pissing me off even more now.
I mean, the problem with that statement, and I don't want to dig into every single one as we currently are, but the problem with that statement is that it's like I want to be right both ways.
Right.
Right? I was right to keep him because it gives us a chance, but I'm also now right to fire him because he doesn't give us a chance.
Right. And look, I know that these are NFL beat reporters, and I love most of the guys on the staff. Can somebody ask a question, whether you think it's a conspiracy theory or not? Just give him one chance to answer once and for all if he got fired because of the Lebanese flag, because if that factored in at all.
It made the news rounds in a significant way.
It's a news story. And Woody's going to say no way, of course. Let him be quoted as saying that. Has that happened yet, Sean?
I will just say this. It has not happened. What do you think is something else obscure he would have been asked about before the Lebanese flag?
Obscure?
Or just anything Jet-related?
Well, I mean, the Hassan Reddick holdout.
All right, so that's what we got before the Lebanese flag.
Oh, we got a Hassan Reddick holdout question.
Here we go.
You're joking, right?
Nope, I'm not joking. He was asked about
Hassan
Reddick.
Are they censoring the questions?
Hard to tell. It's a conference call like it's 1984, Tiki. Not even a Zoom.
You got to ask about the Lebanese flag. I'm sorry. But whether you believe it or not, because I know Connor Hughes already came out and said it's a conspiracy theory, it's not true. Can you ask the owner? Like, just ask the owner.
And maybe
I'm not even telling you it's true. I don't know what's true. But ask the freaking question. Because there are people who are going to think it's true.
Right. And I'm sure there are people that think it's true.
Who knows what Robert Saleh even thinks at this point? It's not like he's going to talk to anybody.
It's not over yet. We'll see if they do. But here's the Reddick. This is something I've never seen before. You have to be part psychologist and part some other gist to try to figure out what is actually going on. I hope that the young man can come to the team. We welcome him with open arms. When he gets here, he'll find a very welcome locker room.
Okay. That's great.
He's not playing this year.
I'm not convinced he's not playing this year. I read this quote from Woody. Hassan, get in your car, drive down 95, and come to the New York Jets. We can meet you and get you an escort right into the building. Look at Woody.
Can I ask a question? Why is that this is hypothetical. It's into the wind.
Go ahead.
Why is that a relevant question relative to Robert Saleh getting fired?
It's not.
It's not. It has nothing to do with anything.
It's your one chance to ask Woody about it because it is a story, even if it's not a current story.
We know what the story is with Hassan Reddick. It's been asked and answered and told a thousand times in the last 5 weeks. We need him. He wants a new deal. He's not coming without a new deal. He's not getting a new deal.
Right.
Why is that relevant?
Well, it's not as relevant as asking Woody Johnson, hey, national and international news agencies have picked up a story that Robert Saleh wore a Lebanese flag, which, by the way, is normal in the NFL yes. to show your culture and where you're from. Well, but in this case, it annoyed a lot of people because they thought, right or wrong, it was some kind of political message.
And 2 days,
it's okay to ask the question.
And then 2 days later, your coach is fired.
Right.